I will open this.
In her 4 years of life, Anna has known three sets of adults as her parents, her birth parents, her first foster parents, and the foster parents she lives with now. The state removed Anna from her birth mother, who was allegedly breaking the law and battling drug addiction. It then placed the little girl with a foster family, who earlier this year said they could no longer care for her. The state then placed Anna with the Nelsons, who live just outside of Rochester.
When we first met her, we just fell in love with her. She's an adorable little girl.
Terry Nelson, her husband, and two adopted sons are Anna's foster family and could become her permanent family. Historically, the state has carved out two separate and very different roles for people who care for children like Anna. Foster parents were temporary caretakers, and they assumed the child was theirs only temporarily. Adoptive parents only took children who would live with them permanently. But the Nelsons have agreed to act as both foster parents and possible adoptive parents. They'll care for Anna, support her relationship with her biological mother, and at the same time, they've agreed to adopt the girl if that becomes necessary. Erin Sullivan Sutton, who heads the Family and Children's Services Division of the Department of Human Services, says Anna is part of a new program that asks some foster parents to commit to adopting children who may eventually go back home.
It really is a different way of looking at foster parents. Not everybody can support reunification and be the cheerleader for the parents, as well as commit long term.
The program is known as concurrent planning. It aims to cut down the number of times a child like Anna is moved from home to home. Under the former system, Anna would have lived in a series of foster homes until someone adopted her. The current list of children awaiting adoption on Ramsey County's website illustrates how long some children wait.
Lewis, born March 2, 1988, was first placed in foster care in 1990 and has lived in a total of seven different homes during the past 8 years.
Sabrina, born April 23, 1992. Sabrina's multiple moves within the foster care system have had a major effect on her. She is diagnosed with reactive attachment disorder and at times presents challenging behaviors.
Many children in the foster care system are emotionally wounded due to unstable homes and sometimes chemical abusing birth parents. The trauma increases each time they grow to love and trust a foster family, only to be yanked out of that home and moved to another. Such instability, says Joe Kroll of the North American Council on Adoptable Children, can irreparably damage a child's ability to trust and bond with other people.
Well, sometimes you get the older kids who at 15, 16 say, well, I don't want to be adopted. Well, they don't trust the system. They don't trust that there's a family out there. Concurrent planning, you get into one family, and it's either that family or they go home.
For Reynold and Terry Nelson, taking on dual role foster parenting carries heavy duty emotional risk. The Nelsons had serious qualms about living in a limbo where they commit to adopting Anna as their own child, but must also support her possible return to her birth mother. Terry Nelson said she and her husband cope by assuming Anna is theirs permanently, and if the girl eventually goes back to her birth mother, they'll deal with that pain down the road.
That's really difficult for people, and I know I was talking with some social workers. I said, I'm sure that's not probably what you would tell people, that this might not be permanent and that there are some risks there, and that's probably might scare people off. But when you look at a four-year-old or a three-year-old that's never had their own bed, wouldn't you want them? Isn't that why we're doing what we're doing, to have their own bed and say, here's your bed?
The Department of Human Services acknowledges that putting foster parents in this conflicting role could lead some who grow attached to a child to sabotage efforts at reuniting it with its birth parents. But the department says social workers should be able to weed out those parents through intensive screening early on. Reynold Nelson says he decided he'd risk the pain of loss if it meant Anna would not have to.
It's like, why hurt the child if I'm going to foster home, This way here, you just hurt one older couple.
Terry Nelson.
As adults, we should be able to cope with a lot of different things that occur in life. And that's part of being an adult. But for kids, they've always been put in the middle. They've always been the ones that have to adapt.
State law requires counties to create concurrent planning programs this month. But unlike Olmsted, where the Nelsons live, most Minnesota counties are only in the early planning stages. I'm Elizabeth Stawicki, Minnesota Public Radio.